Well, the 13th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones claimed their first Big 12 victory with a hard-fought win over Texas Tech last night. Matt Thomas scored 22 points, including 6 3-pointers, as Iowa State churned out a 76-69 win over the Red Raiders.
The Big 12, top to bottom, is such a great league and so talented. We knew Texas Tech was going to come in here and give us all we could handle. You know, in the past, you know, they haven't been, you know, as good as I think they are this year. They have a really good team, and, you know, we knew we were going to have to come on and compete.
That was Matt Thomas. The Cyclones raced out to a 31-13 lead before Texas Tech climbed back to make it close in the second half. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones were not able to sustain their early momentum.
You know, ran into a little foul trouble and, you know, a couple quick shots against the zone and then didn't rebound the basketball well and kind of got in a funk to finish the half, but glad we were up 10. And then just defensively weren't as good as we were in the first half, and we got to be able to sustain that.
The Cyclones won despite shooting less than 40% for the game. Jameel McKay added 19 points and 14 rebounds as the Cyclones improved to 1-1 in the Big 12. They're 12-2 now overall on the season. Daquan Miller's layup with 5 seconds left lifted Missouri State to a 59-58 win over Northern Iowa last night, snapping the Bears' 4-game losing streak. Ryan Kreklow made 3 free throws, 2 with 42 seconds left to cut Northern Iowa's lead to 58-57. After the Panthers struggled to get the ball up court, calling 2 timeouts, Clint Carlson missed on a baseline drive. Kreklow got the rebound, and Miller raced down the floor and scored before the Panthers' Wes Washpin missed a short jumper at the buzzer. That victory snapped a 6-game losing streak to Northern Iowa. Washpin and Matt Bohannon each had 15 to lead the Panthers, who are now 9-7 overall. They're 1-2 in the Valley. Devontae Brown scored a career-high 27 points, and Indiana State defeated Drake 79-69 last night. Brenton Scott added 14 points, including a layup, a steal, and a couple of free throws to blunt a 6-0 run by Drake in the closing minutes. Matt Van Scoy scored 13 points, and Christian Smith had 10 for the Sycamores. Jacob Envall led Drake with 14 points as they fall to 5-10 now overall. They're 0-3 in the league. Third-ranked Maryland remains unbeaten since losing at North Carolina in the ACC Big Ten Challenge as Jake Lehman dropped in 18 points and the Terrapins used runs of 10-0 and 12-2 to build a 46-18 lead in an 88-63 rout of Rutgers last night. Miles Davis had 19 points and 10th-ranked Xavier struggled before sending St. John's to its 6th straight loss, 74-66. Number 11 Villanova got past Seton Hall, 72-63. 14th-ranked Duke beat Wake Forest 91-75. Also last night, number 21 Texas A&M beat Mississippi State 61-60. Number 24 Pittsburgh held off Georgia Tech 89-84. And 25th-rated Dayton had 26 points off of turnovers in a 93-63 pounding of Massachusetts last night. In women's college hoops, Brooke McCarty scored 17 points, making 5 3-pointers, and number 4 Texas defeated Iowa State 75-54 last night to remain undefeated and snap the Cyclones' 8-game winning streak. As the Cyclones fall to 10-4 overall, they're 2-1 in the league. Sienna Johnson had 23 points to lead the Cyclones. Well, Florida State kicker Roberto Aguayo says he'll declare for the NFL draft and skip his senior season. Aguayo is the most accurate kicker in NCAA history, making 96.73% of all his kicks for the Seminoles. He made all 198 of his extra point attempts and was 69 of 78 in his career on field goals. Also, Michigan State tackle Jack Conklin, North Carolina State end David J. Greenidge, Florida safety Keanu Neal, and Oklahoma State defensive end Emmanuel Ogba say they are leaving school early to enter the draft. Mississippi football coach Hugh Freeze has received a 1-year contract extension and a raise that will push his salary to $5 million per year by 2018. His 4-year package is worth an average of just over $4.9 million a year, about $600,000 more than he made in 2015. Freeze has a 34-18 record over 4 seasons with Ole Miss, including a 10-3 mark this past season. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Justin Houston confirmed Wednesday that he plans to play in Saturday's wildcard game in Houston, his first game since hyperextending his knee in November. The All-Pro pass rusher did light work last Friday but was not active for Sunday's regular season finale against Cleveland. He's been practicing this week with a brace on his knee. Houston acknowledged that he definitely got some rust to knock off, but his return should be a boon for the Chiefs, who have to make do without their best pass rusher for the last 5 games. Fellow pass rusher Tamba Hali is also expected to play. He returned last week from a broken thumb but played only 14 snaps against the Browns. Elsewhere around the league, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the latest NFL team to begin a coaching search. The Bucs have fired Lovie Smith after 2 seasons and an 8-24 record. The Bucks showed some improvement this season with number one overall draft pick Jameis Winston at quarterback and revitalized running back Doug Martin going 6-10 following a 2-14 record in their first year under Smith. The Buccaneers ranked in the top 10 in total offense and defense for the first time, but they also were 20th in points and 26th in scoring defense. Saints coach Sean Payton says he's staying with New Orleans, ending speculation that he could be on the move after consecutive 7-9 seasons. Payton says he can't envision coaching for any other club. He spent a decade in the job and says he plans on finishing his career in New Orleans. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch is full go for returning to practice after being away from the team since undergoing abdominal surgery late November. If he makes it through the week, Lynch could be the presumptive starter for Sunday's NFC wildcard game against Minnesota. The Rams' relocation application says the NFL would benefit from the team's move to suburban Los Angeles, leaving behind a lagging St. Louis market and a stadium proposal doomed to fail. Rams owner Stan Kroenke has proposed building a $1.8 billion stadium in Inglewood, California, with plans to put the Rams back in the market that they left to move to St. Louis in 1995. The San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders also want to move to the Los Angeles area, with plans to share a stadium in Carson, California. Owners meet January 12th and 13th in Houston to decide who gets to move. The task force that has proposed a new stadium in St. Louis calls the team's assessment of its St. Louis experience inaccurate and extremely disappointing. And Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza will become the newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame. Griffey was on 437 of 440 votes in his first appearance on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot. His 99.3 percentage topped Tom Seaver's 98.84 in 1992. Griffey won 7 Silver Slugger Awards and hit 630 career home runs. Piazza got in with 83% of the vote on his fourth time on the ballot. Piazza was a 12-time All-Star with the Mets and Dodgers and leads all catchers with 427 career home runs. Jeff Bagwell fell 15 votes shy of induction, while Tim Raines missed by just 23 votes. The induction ceremonies at Cooperstown will be held on July 24th. And another baseball note, All-Star outfielder Alex Gordon has agreed to a 4-year, $72 million contract to remain with the World Series champion Kansas City Royals. Gordon declined an option for $13.75 million to test free agency. He's become not only one of the best defensive outfielders in the game with 4 gold gloves to his resume, but also a consistent hitter and a clubhouse leader for the Royals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.